And we're on Jazz Street with the pride of Hilton High trombonist Nick Finzer. Nick, welcome back to town.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be back. Glad to be here at the festival. It's awesome.
So what's the new album called?
The new album's called Dreams, Visions, Illusions. It came out a couple months ago now, and it's been slowly and steadily going up the charts, which is awesome. And no short thanks to the great WGMC 90.1 spinning it, which I appreciate.
So talk about the process in creating this album, because you did it under adverse circumstances, obviously. So how did you put it together and why?
Well, it was a result of a new Jazz Works grant from Chamber Music America, and I put it together. They give you a three-year kind of time period to be able to workshop the music, rehearse the music, record the music, and tour the music. So in this year, 23, is the release and tour part of it. And the record is about kind of the creative journey that you take as a musician or creative person. And it was just kind of a culmination of five records with the same band that I've made. And kind of it's prime form of the band and kind of writing for the individuals in that band. And so I'm proud of it. I think it's the best music we made together as a group, and excited for it to be out.
Talk about that, now doing it live in front of an audience and being able to present it that way.
Man, it's always good to get to play for an audience, because like you played in the studio and you're like, I think this is what it's supposed to be, but to be able to feel it back from the audience, and they can kind of connect with the mission behind the music, and they can connect with the story behind the music. It's always extra special to feel it back, what you intended to put out into the world. So it's been great.
You know, the other hat you wear, you also own a record label. Talk about that.
So yeah, I run a record label called Outside in Music, and we've been releasing records since 2013, so we're already at a decade of doing this, and a lot of great music that's been coming out from a lot of peers, from my friend group in New York, and other people like Ulysses Owens Jr. and Roxy Koss, and just a lot of great artists, and just trying to keep it rolling. It's a labor of love, and just trying to help as many people as I can get their music out.
Speaking with Nick Finzer, why did you start the label, Nick?
I started it because I was kind of stubborn when I put out my first record, and I didn't like the timeline that the other labels were giving me. So I was like, I'm going to do this myself. I don't know if I recommend it, but I learned a lot, took a bunch of punches along the way. But then I kind of, once I got the flow of things and kind of figured out how things work, the right team to hire, I was able to kind of pass that along to, again, my peer group and friends, to kind of be like, maybe do this, don't do that. And then after a while, it just became easier for me to do it myself than to try to explain it again. So it kind of naturally evolved into doing it. But here we are 10 years later.
Congratulations on it.
Oh, thanks.
Playing two sets tonight at Max. Nick, welcome back to town.
Yeah.